but it's down to Cologne Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the matchup.
Moving pictures on the backfield is coming on. Moving pictures on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is Moving Pictures with a 9-1 stutter and 151.
Tying up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine. And it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the
Armbrough.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on Standardbred Canada. Hey everybody, Norm Borg from the head office at Rideau-Carlton Raceway, and if you haven't guessed by now, I am fighting through a cold. But let me tell you something, no cold, no flu, nothing is going to keep this kid from going back to sweet home London, Ontario to watch this year's edition of the Molson Pace, or as we call it back home, simply the Pace. This year's edition has got a lot more questions than possible answers. We'll break it down in a minute with the Dean of Harness Race Announcers in North America, track announcer at WFR, Frank Salive, is next on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio, and this year's edition of the Molson Pace has a lot of drama to it, and a lot of that drama began on elimination night. We're going to talk about all that and all the entries with the guest on the other end of my line, a good friend, and the track announcer at Western Fair Raceway. When he's not doing that, he's in Clinton, Woodstock, Hanover. Are they putting a track in Baghdad too, Frank, that you're going
to
work at?
Well, if I could physically make it and make it back to my commitments on Ontario, I would do that one too.
Frank Salive is with us. Always good to have the Godfather with us. Frank, before we get into the Molson Pace that is going to be on Friday, I think we really have to talk about the Molson Pace that is not going to be, thanks to the dramatic turn of events a week ago Friday at the eliminations.
Well, Jody Jameson probably said it best in his coverage since that he would have rather been driving Maltese Artist here on Friday night, but as a really nice, poignant turn of events, the trainer Ron Burke, I spoke with him today from the Elite Lop in Sweden, where he has Buckeye St. Pat in on Sunday, as you know. And he said he's going to stay with Jody Jameson to give him a chance at a Molson Pace. Everybody regrets that Jody won't get his chance because of the disaster that struck Maltese Artist on the final turn in his elimination. But, you know, maybe this horrible negative can be turned into a positive on Friday night if Foiled Again comes back to win the Molson Pace, and he's going to go off as the favorite.
He certainly will, just based on his performances on a half-mile track, and we're going to get to that in a moment because I think it's very germane to the handicapping. But one more thing about Maltese Artist. I mean, you have to look at the positives. This was one of my favorite horses, period. Used to love betting on him, always gave you 110%. He will be missed, but he sure gave us a lot of thrilling moments. Let's talk about Shadow Play. And I got to tell you, Frank Salive, that I think if Shadow Play, and I know hindsight's 20/20, I think if Shadow Play was 100% sound on Friday, he might not have made it into the final.
Well, the blog by Dr. Moore said after the race that he scoped with some non-bacterial mucus, and it was apparent that he wasn't himself. A lot of people questioned the drive by David Miller, why he would have ever tried to outleave Foiled Again, but I don't think that was really David Miller's game plan. The horse just wasn't at 100%, and of course, that move from the three-year-old ranks to four-year-olds is always, as horsemen will tell you, one of the toughest to make. So it's a real regret that they won't have Shadow Play and Maltese Artist in our field this year, but you know what? We're going to do our best to make up for it, and already we have been able to restore a positive vibe in and around London here.
Well, let me tell you something. Looking at this field, there is absolutely nothing to be embarrassed about. This field is phenomenal, and I want to break it down into three categories, and feel free to add your own, Frank. I think that the most important has got to be, how does a horse do on a half-mile track? It's one thing to go from 7/8 to 5/8 or a mile even to 5/8. It's another thing to go from 5/8 tracks to the tight oval at London, and I think that's an important angle, starting with the rail horse, Eagle Luck.
We could have a big say in the outcome here, no doubt about it. Horses like Eagle Luck and Storm Away starting on the inside. If Foiled Again gets parked like Tigerama did last year, then here comes another holy cow upset. You're absolutely right, Normie, that they could play a big, big role in the outcome here Friday night. Foiled Again, they aren't just going to step aside and give him that kind of money.
Oh, no, this is not going to be a 2004 rerun of the Molson's Pace where four-star Shark just got on the heater and LaChance said go and it's over. I think this race is going to play pretty much in terms of race flow like you would see at a Meadowlands or a Woodbine. Somebody is going to get hurt in terms of being parked a long way. And it's not going to be Eagle Luck.
That's right, and that's what could make it for, you know, horses like Silent Swing, a millionaire, a bona fide millionaire, Ramigade Bruiser, $900,000 on his card. These horses are going to go off close to double digits or higher on Friday night, and yet one of them could trip out and win the Molson Pace.
Yeah, it's one of those betting strategies where some handicappers will simply bet on two or three horses to win, especially with the kind of odd scenario you've pointed out.
Yeah, and Foiled Again is going to take the money, and justifiably so. You know, some of the stats that you worked out, Normie, are really great, such as the fact that Foiled Again has the most half-mile track career wins at 12 in this field. Storm Away is a five-time winner at Western Fair in his career, dating to the time he was a Gold Series winner here as a three-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But all kinds of interesting dimensions to this race.
Certainly, and when you consider Foiled Again, who's been on one heck of a streak here, you know, a lot of those wins were from the heater. And is he going to get out there?
That's the major, major storyline of this race. Is it going to be the Jody and Mark show, meaning Jody Jameson and Mark McDonald starting right beside him with a really nice horse from the Casey Coleman outfit named Clown Smile? Maybe it will be the Jody and Mark exactor. But which way? If Clown Smile gets a perfect pocket trip, if somebody happened to rough up Foiled Again just for one trip scenario, then we could have something in the order of an upset. I don't know if it'd be something as big as 25-1 like last year, but if Foiled Again doesn't win, then it will have to be considered in some measure an upset. And, you know, talking about all these various trip scenarios, this is the great part of a major race. Over the course of my career, you know, I would think about trip scenarios for the North America Cups or the Breeders' Crown or the Metro, and you turn them over a million times in your mind the week leading up to it. When the gate swings on race night, it never works out how you thought it would.
The best laid plans of handicappers.
Best laid plans. There you go.
Well, let's look at some other factors here in the Molson's Pace. We're here with Frank Salive of Western Fair Raceway. Eagle Luck, last year's champion, recent form, I'd have to say not the best. His last win was in March. But you know what? His form wasn't red hot when he upset in the Molson's last year either.
Well, his owner, Frank Dettori, I talked to him from Ohio today, and he said, just don't be too quick to count us out. And you know what? Doug McNair did it with Trail Boss at the Battle of Waterloo last year. He's already vaulted into a top driver here on a daily basis at Western Fair, and you just can't count him out.
No, Greg, Eagle Luck is a bit of a sentimental choice with me, but I'm telling you, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this race could set up perfectly for Eagle Luck. And getting Doug McNair as opposed to a Trevor Henry doesn't bother me one bit, based on the fact that this McNair kid has got million-dollar hands and had a million-dollar season last year. Let's talk about Storm Away. Most wins at Western Fair, 5 wins.
Well, he has a great history here in London, dating to the time he really trounced him in the Ontario Sire Stakes Gold Series final. That was, of course, back in this time period of 2006. The only fear I have with Storm Away is just what condition he is coming into this race in. He's had a lot of first-over trips this year on the big senior circuit. So what, you know, will play out for his trip. But the post two, you know, it's very, very hard to toss him out of hand with that great draw luck.
That is true. Lions Jeff, the three horse, would you say this is the darkest one in the field?
Darkest one in the field, but what if Trevor Henry lands him in the pocket?
Yeah.
And it could play out that way, and Bruce Goit, the trainer, has been winning races in bunches.
Interesting stuff. Clown Smile, this is one that Mark McDonald has said in the press that he just loves this guy. No wins on half-mile tracks, but last week's finish to Foiled Again was his first attempt at a half-miler.
Well, that's right. He couldn't get to Foiled Again's wheel. in the elimination last Friday night in spite of that perfect trip. But who knows? You know, 8 of 12 this year for top two finishes, not top three finishes, but top two against the best that this country has to offer. Casey Coleman won this event in 2006 with Our Lucky Killeen. This horse will be deserving of the second choice status that he's likely to go off with.
Number five, Foiled Again, is as hot as they come on half milers. He's been eating them up at Yonkers, won the final of the Levy Memorial. 11, I think it is, wins on half mile tracks. Jody gets a call. Classy move.
And Ron Burke surprisingly told me today that his best game is to race from behind, and he just can't wait to get him back to a mile track to see what he'll do there. So he said his best races were actually going first over at Chester.
Really?
In recent times. So that kind of caught my attention when the trainer Ron Burke said that, but again, it would be a huge surprise if Foiled Again is not the quarter pole leader in this race.
He will be, I think. The question is, will he be at the rail or will he be three wide? We'll have to wait. Silent Swing, he's got the fastest half-mile speed on the page. He did 150.3 at Delaware back in 2007. 9 wins, I think it is, on half-mile ovals. 4 of them from post 5 and out. I think that's a significant number.
Could be one of those logical long shots. You know, if just a few things go right, and you know who he picked up in his race bike is Jason Brewer.
Yeah.
Well, all Jason Brewer has done is set the Western Fair track record, the first and only driver in the track's history to win over 200 races in a single calendar year at this oval.
That little guy is nothing but hot, and a very smart driver, and will not accept anything less than first, is what I've come to know about Jason Brewer. Lucky Man, 2 wins, 1 at Western Fair in last week's elimination. Got Brad Forward, nothing wrong with that.
You know, an outsider post 7, you're really up against it here. You're at the mercy of the flow and the pace. But Casey Coleman likes him. 7 for 11 in the top 2 this year. He is a 4-year-old going against older horses. But you just can't count him out in case Brad Forward works something out. If they go a half in 1:23 or so, and these horses are sitting back in the weeds, as I expect Lucky Man to be, then, you know, it's all bets off.
Yeah, and then there's the Bruiser. He's got 4 wins on a half-miler. First visit to London was last week. He is smoking hot. Started the year with a 5-race win streak. Gets Christofferu, and absolutely no disrespect to Chris Christofferu, Christofferu rather, but you and I could drive this horse, right?
He hasn't seen the front, so that's where things have changed in his last 3 starts. As compared to the Woodbine Winter Meet, where he was beating them up from the front end, well, that has not turned out to be the case at Mohawk, and it won't turn out to be the case here on Friday night from the trailing 8 post. But Chris won the race in 2007 with Rare Jewel, and guess what post position won the Molson Pace last year, post 8.
Yeah, that's right. I was there, and it was phenomenal. And, you know, who says half-mile track racing isn't as good? When you get class horses that can get around any track, and you're right on top of the action. Let me tell you something, Godfather. When they left the gate in last year's Molson's Pace, they were at the halfway up the first turn. I was still picking stone dust that was falling on my head.
Amazing. Yeah, and there's another nice thing, you know, with the change of the season into spring and summer here, we're going to have a nice outside grandstand crowd, and, you know, the whole vibe and the whole great aspect of being up close to the action in places like here and Clinton and Hanover, you know, it really, really gives people an appreciation for the horse and the athleticism that they bring to our lives.
I'll tell you something, I could talk about this for hours, and guess what? We will. I'll see you on Friday at Western Fair.
And we got a knockdown drag-em-out gold final for the 3-year-old pacing fillies.
Yes.
How about this lineup of St. Lad's Popcorn Art Star? Not Enough is a filly that they think has Grand Circuit potential. She's got post 8 in the 5th race here Friday night. So, you know, St. Lad's Popcorn got a needed start last week. Will she be that much better this week? Can Art Star trip out again? Is Not Enough going to be a Grand Circuit filly? Or will Northern Duchess come back to the form that saw her win almost $250,000 last year? That 5th race on Friday night is no slouch either.
It is going to be a feast for harness geeks like you and I. Can't wait to see you there on Friday night, Frank, at the Pace. Best of luck, and I know that as usual, yourself, Ian Fleming, and Hugh Mitchell will put on a Molson Pace to remember.
It wouldn't be complete if you weren't here, Normie, so really happy to get the scouting report that you'll be back, and looking forward to having you in the crowd helping our handle.
I'll be there. I have been known to do that. Frank Salive of Western Fair on the Molson's Pace. We'll see you on Friday night.
Thanks, Normie. Thanks for the time.
And that wraps it up for this edition of Trot Radio. Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada. Technical producer Chris Knowles in collaboration with Board Communications. Ciao. We'll be right back.